It's a bright day at a farm, and Shaun the sheep is trying to get his friends to join him as he runs past. Only the baby of the bunch, Timmy, follows suit. Shaun the sheep in the ginger-haired farmer brings out a brown cake from the oven, while Bitzer the dog whisks up a mixture wearing an apron and chef's hat. Now they're decorating a green tiered cake with cream and sticking sheep-shaped biscuits in the top. Shaun and Timmy appear at the window with greedy eyes. The farmer and Bitzer adjust their pink bow ties. Shaun's crept in and is about to hand the cake through the window to Timmy. Hearing the farmer coming down the stairs, they hide. Bitzer boxes up the cake. Shaun's inside the farmer's coat and makes a hump when he's put on. The farmer taps his belly with a chuckle while Bitzer shakes his head. Outside, they get into a 4x4 with the cake. Ignoring the noise, they drive down a lane with lush hedgerows on either side. The farmer's llamas. Children and parents are visiting marquees and stalls at a fete. The farmer gets out of his car and Shaun drops out of his coat. The farmer enjoys the new space in his coat and Bitzer follows him while Shaun gets up from the grass, uncrinkling his ears. A man with a long face and a boy with a snout nose are mirrored by a horse and a pig. The farmer finds a wooden sign showing a smiling woman with cakes pointing to a marquee. He slows to look and Bitzer bumps into him. The farmer's bumped his nose on the woman's pointing hand and a bold, thick-browed man laughs as they join the cake-baking contest. A rather round judge samples someone's tea cake and grimaces, making the farmer and Bitzer nervous. Outside, Shaun hears something. It's a man wearing a traditional South American poncho and playing a pan flute. He's leading three woolly llamas with long necks and big ears. He trips over a tent rope and his pan flute flies out of his hand. The llamas come out of a trance and make a run for the cakes. Shaun goes inside for a closer look as the loony-looking llamas run amok. They chomp down cakes of every size, shape and colour with huge teeth and wide eyes. One of them tosses a cupcake for Shaun to enjoy before winking and running on. The llama herder can't rein in his animals and they drag him across a table, almost hitting the farmer's cake. Bitzer saves it, but the farmer stands up right inside it. The llama herder barely has time to smile awkwardly at the angry cake makers when he's dragged out by the llamas. He manages to grab his pan flute on the way. The llamas follow the herder in a trance again. Bitzer spots Shaun wriggling under a tent wall. Bitzer's eyes narrow. Inside the tent, Shaun finds the llamas are being auctioned off. The auctioneer, however, is quite annoyed with the herders playing. The large animals fall out of their trance. The caramel-coloured llama takes a bite out of someone's catalogue, and the white one has a tug of war with the auctioneer's hammer. Spitzer prowls in, while the brown llama chews a flower from an unsuspecting woman's hat. The caramel one sniffs the flower. It blows a man's toupee onto a baby's face resembling a beard. The white llama winks at Sean and Bitzer sniffs the air. The farmer comes into the tent and spots Bitzer looking around. The auctioneer takes the farmer's wave to Bitzer as a bid. He takes Bitzer's wave back as another bid, and without realising it, the two of them are locked in a bidding war. The llama herder can't believe his luck. Bitzer spots the auctioneer looking right at him, then it finally dawns. He grabs the farmer's arms to stop him bidding. Then the farmer catches on. The thick-browed man slaps a fly on his forehead, which is taken for a bid. Sean's disappointed and goes to the sign of the baking woman pointing. He breaks off the hand part of the sign and waves it above the farmer. The bid's accepted.
What?
The thick-browed man shakes his head. As the auctioneer brings the reins over, the farmer taps his pockets, pretending he has no money. A large man looms over the farmer. The herder gives bits of the pan flute with a pat on the back. The herder's off. Once he's paid, the farmer's handed the reins and he's dragged off by the unruly llamas. Bitzer sees Sean with the arm sign and Sean hides it sheepishly. The farmer's driving back to the farm with a trailer behind his 4x4. Timmy and some of the other sheep hear their arrival. Bitzer growls angrily at Sean to get off the 4x4, and the farmer heads to the back of the trailer while the flock gather round Sean. Sean explains how he made the final bid. The farmer's opening the back of the trailer, but nothing's coming out. The llamas suddenly burst out and get acquainted with the sheep's field. The farmer points in the face of the white one and almost loses his finger. As they snigger at him, he backs off and ushers Bitzer forward. He gives him a pat on the back and drives the 4x4 away. The llamas are rooting through the junk in the field when the white one finds a football. It does some keepy-uppies as the flock coo. The brown llama's got its head stuck in an old bucket but heads the ball anyway. Bitzer tries to stop the fun and the llamas head the ball to Sean. Sean kicks the ball at Bitzer, who's knocked over as everyone runs to catch up to it. The brown llama, now free of the bucket, threads the ball through a sheep's legs. Another sheep is busy tying his football boot laces. Bitzer gets to his feet, but he's knocked to the floor by the ball. Exhibiting extraordinary skill, the white llama hops gracefully over a slide tackle, then passes to Sean. Sean passes to the llamas, who slot the ball past the goalie. One of the sheep shoots, and only the white llama's in goal to save it. It ducks, revealing the caramel llama, who ducks, revealing the brown llama. They block the whole goal between them. Bitzer throws the pan flute down, then blows his whistle. The sheep tying his bootlaces finally finishes, but there's no one left to play with. Timmy finds the pan flute in the grass. The llamas have entered their trance. Timmy realises and stops playing. Then Sean whisks him away before he can play again. The white llama spots the pan flute on the grass and stomps it into pieces. Timmy's a little uncertain about their new friends. Bitzer waves to the farmer at the sheep bathing area, but the farmer hides when he hears the llamas. A sheep turns off both hot and cold taps, while another sheep plays with a toy submarine. Bitzer's keeping watch on a stepladder like a lifeguard. When Sean runs past, he blows his whistle, and Sean tuts as he gets in the pool. The llamas cannonball into the pool, making a huge wave. The white llama spits a stream of water at Sean, who holds up a hook as he laughs. A second stream misses the brown llama and hits Timmy's mum. The annoyed sheep group together at one end, with the caramel llamas behind them, doing a trump. The sheep leave the pool and the farmer sticks his head out the window. He gives a thumbs up to Bitzer but quickly pulls the window shut. Bitzer wrings his hat out. It's night time and the flock are preparing for bed. Timmy's bouncing on his straw bale when his mum puts his teddy down to lead Timmy to the bathroom along with the rest of the flock. One sheep's busting for the loo while another brushes his teeth. Outside the barn, Bitzer ushers the llamas inside and Sean welcomes them home. The llamas look around before smiling mischievously. The flock go back into the barn and find the llamas using all of their beds to sleep on. Sean's sleeping on his own. Later, the sheep are shivering in the rafters as they try to sleep through the llamas snoring. A pink dawn breaks over the rolling hills surrounding the farm. In the kitchen, Bitzer shows the farmer a clipboard with sheep, llamas and feeding troughs. After drumming his fingers, the farmer begins to follow Bitzer out, but he stops at the sink and makes a big show of cleaning the already clean dishes. Bitzer growls and goes outside. Bitzer looks through the kitchen window and the farmer makes himself busy. As Bitzer's about to open the barn door, it bursts open and the llamas hurtle out. Sean follows. The llamas lunge for the water trough. There's rubbish and a frog looking back at them. Bitzer's pouring out cereal in a trough and the sleepy sheep begin feeding. The llamas stampede over and tip up the trough so they get all the feed and the sheep get none. They scrape the feed from their tongues in disgust. A delivery man's wheeling a trolley full of pop, vegetables and bread. They shake their tails eagerly. With his shopping delivered, the farmer walks through his kitchen with a smile, but finds the llamas at his window. Ooh. He backs out of the kitchen, shutting the door behind him. Sean gives the llamas a wink before sneaking in and stealing a bottle of pop. The llamas smile and open the window. Outside, Sean's surprised to see the llamas have stolen most of the shopping bags. Bitzer's checking on the barn, which appears to have been trashed. Sean and the llamas are getting dirty looks from the flock as they drink pop in a storage area. The flock go, but Timmy joins Sean. Sean and Timmy clink their pop bottles together. The white llama leans on something under a sheet. Sean nudges Timmy and they blow the necks of their bottles. The brown and white llamas are using a quad bike as a seesaw. Sean tries to stop them just as the caramel llama takes Timmy's bottle. Sean goes to calm Timmy down, but the llamas have started up the quad bike and snag Sean along as they ride through the field. Bits is vacuuming in the barn. Now Bits is fluffing one of the flock's pillows. Three pigs are playing a tense brick-building game, but the llamas run it over and start chasing them. Sean spots a ramp towards the barn up ahead and gasps as they fly through the air. They fly over Bitzer's head and crash through the barn, destroying everything in their path and leaving a hole in the opposite wall. The quad bike's lying in ruins by a tree and Sean's getting to his feet in a daze. The llamas walk away, but Sean speaks to the white one. The llama doesn't care about the damage at all. Bitzer hurries the flock away from the creaking barn as the llamas wander back to their field. Timmy's mum finds the pointing hand sign on the ground, then leads the flock to where Sean's sitting sadly. Sean tries to smile, but she breaks the sign on his head. Sean slumps, holding the broken sign. The farmer's stepping out of the house, carrying a recycling box full of empty bottles. Bits is sticking hazard tape across the barn entrance. Bitzer walks off with the farmer, trying to make him feel better. The flock is sheltering under a tree as the sky begins to darken. Sean has a look inside the barn. He goes under the hazard tape and finds Timmy's teddy bear. As Sean goes up to the flock, they open umbrellas and turn their backs on him. Surprised and sad, Sean goes up to the wall of umbrellas and leaves the teddy under one before going. Timmy hugs his teddy and spots Sean going to sit by himself next to some cut hay. The llamas are inside the farmhouse, stamping on piano keys and a cushion. Angry, the farmer tries to open the front door. The farmer points at the dog flap, and after a growl, Bitzer crawls through. The farmer waits impatiently before following him through the flap. Bitzer swings the door open, squishing the farmer. The llamas are watching TV while Bitzer and the farmer creep in. They're holding up a racket and violin when the farmer steps on the remote. Caught red-handed, the farmer and Bitsa start playing their instruments. Outside, Sean signs to himself as he looks at the broken sign. Then Timmy sees him rushing to the house. The farmer's being chased up the stairs by the brown llama and its big square gnashers. He's backed into a wardrobe in a bedroom, and as the door shuts, the brown llama locks it. In the kitchen, the caramel llama's looking for Bitsa. Two cupboard doors swing open, revealing Bitsa hiding with the squirty cream. Bitsa's kicked out of the house, and Sean goes to check if he's okay. Bitsa shrugs off Sean's hand. Then Sean has an idea involving the trailer, a satellite dish, and the squirty cream. He whispers in Bitsa's ear. The farmer's rocking the wardrobe from side to side until it breaks away from the base. The llamas are lounging in front of the TV, eating and drinking. Bitsa and Sean swing past the window on a rope connected to the satellite dish. Timmy watches them pull the satellite dish down, cutting off the TV. They rush outside and find the satellite dish on the ground. Sean blows a raspberry and the llamas chase him. Bitsa is spraying whipped cream on the ground and the llamas slip right up the ramp into the trailer. Sean closes the door with a satisfied nod, then high-fives Bitsa. The farmer slips on a folk drum and teeters on the window ledge. Bitsa and Sean hurry into the house to help, and Timmy goes without seeing the llamas attempting to break out. Bitsa and Sean get upstairs and grab a hold of the farmer's legs, while the farmer's head bursts out the top of the wardrobe. Timmy's ushering along the largest sheep, Shirley, below the window. It's just in time as the top of the wardrobe falls down, taking the farmer with it. He bounces off Shirley and lands on his feet, while the rest of the wardrobe bounces and lands right back on top of him. Bitsa lands safely on Shirley. Timmy's mum spots the llamas breaking out of the trailer door. Upstairs, the white llama bears its chompers at Sean, who crawls under the bed to avoid him. As the caramel llama bites at him, he runs up its neck and dodges the snarling brown llama by jumping for the attic door pulley. Hanging from the pulley, Sean comes face to face with the brown llama until the attic ladder boffs the llama on the head. Sean disappears into the attic and the white llama pokes his head through the trap door. Sean bumps into some bagpipes, then scuttles out of a skylight. Night has fallen, and Sean is climbing on the roof, almost slipping on a loose tile. The llamas break through the roof and stand on the tiles, while Sean crawls back to a chimney stack. On the ground, Bitsa picks himself up next to the recycled bottles, and while watching him, Timmy has an idea. Sean's climbing on the chimney stack, but there's nowhere left to go. As lightning strikes and the llamas close in, Sean cowers. Timmy's blowing on a bottleneck, rising up to the roof. The flock are doing the same as they're lifted up on a digger's scoop. The llamas are growing woozy. When Sean sees Bitzer operating the digger, his eyes glisten. The llamas fall into a trance and slide off the roof into the trailer below. Sean's lowered to the ground by the digger and hurries to the broken door of the trailer where the llamas are dazed. He swings the ramp into place, securing the trailer for good. Bitzer interrupts the celebrations and hugs Sean. The sheep make themselves scarce as the farmer staggers around, still trapped in the wardrobe. Bitzer lets him out and points to the trailer. The farmer gives Bitzer a big hug. Sean gives a thumbs up before spotting the broken hand sign on the ground. The llamas are waking from a trance in the auction tent. The auction's taking place, but no one's bidding. The bold, thick-browed man chuckles at the back.
Anyone?
From behind the thick-browed man, the hand sign is waved, and the auctioneer sells the llamas to him. The llamas try escaping as the man growls, but he pulls them away. Sean high-fives Bitzer. The farmer takes the hand sign and waves it happily, placing a winning bid on something else. He's handed a thick chain belonging to a rhino.